Hey guys, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're going to be talking about another Gurkha. Today it's the Gurkha Ninja, again from the Godzilla sampler pack. It's a 60 ring gauge, it's a Gordo 6x60. A little bit about this cigar that Gurkha describes as a medium full, and they say it's in the 80 to 90% medium full range, so almost a full bodied cigar. Comes in a variety of different vitolas, which we'll talk a little bit about in the written review. But talking about the cigar itself, it's got the Brazilian Maduro wrapper. You can see it's got that nice dark wrapper on it. Binder on this is a Dominican Criollo 98, and the filler is a mixture of Dominican and Nicaraguan. So interested to try this guy out. I was kind of cheating before the review and doing some noses on the foot, and there was some stuff in there that I was picking up that had me really intrigued to try this out. So talking about the official nose here, lots of leather on the wrapper. I mean, just a leather with some spicy cedar underneath it. And I mean, it's just, you can really pick up the spicy cedar, cuts through that leatherness, but that's about it. In the foot, There's a sweetness, almost a sweet grass, kind of like if you mixed honey and grass together. I don't know that I've ever picked up that combination before. So very interesting. So we'll get to lighting here. We'll get to cutting. We'll start talking about the flavors. And today I'm going to be using the Zycar Term Lighter again, because it's a 60 ring gauge. If I used a single torch, it's going to take me 5 minutes to light this bad boy. So I'm going to use the double torch. We'll get cracking. So same rules apply with a double torch as a single torch, perhaps even more so because you're putting off a lot more heat. You gotta be really careful to keep that flame back from the cigar, away from the wrapper, and just moving it in circles to keep that heat evenly distributed. Make sure you're not torching, scorching one part of the tobacco. Just wanna get that tobacco ignited. All right, so we got a nice burn going on there. Gonna use the Zycar regular cut. We talked about this last review. If you use a deep V or if you use a guillotine on a larger ring gauge, sometimes the draw can be a little too open. I find larger ring gauge cigars to have a bit of an open draw on them. So you actually, you know, might want to use a punch here. I'm going to use my V cut because that's kind of what I use. Nice solid V cut. Draw is actually ideal. And the initial impressions are sweet spice, which is not at all what I expected with so much leather on the wrapper. Along with that sweet spice, I'm getting some chocolatey notes. Sort of a dark chocolate, not a sweet chocolate. Interesting. Now the leather is starting to come through in the post-draw. We're only a couple puffs in, so there's a long way to go, especially on a 6x60. Interestingly, the retrohale is a little subdued. Getting more of that spicy cedar on the retrohale, but it's not strong. It's very light medium. Most of the flavors I'm getting right now are from the regular draw, which is interesting because normally the retrohale for me is going to provide a lot more flavors than the regular draw. So we'll keep an eye on this and check back as the first third settles in. We're about 8 minutes in here and the first third's starting to settle in. On the regular draw, I'm getting some green cedar post-draw and I'm getting some pepper and spices. It's light. I shouldn't say that, actually. It's not light. It's light medium. And the pepper sort of picks up after you take a draw. So post-draw, the pepper continues to increase in intensity to about a medium level. So it's an interesting start. I'm really enjoying it. There is an underlying sweetness there, which kind of brings it all together. Talking about the retrohale, there's this honeyed sweetness on the retrohale. Interestingly enough, I'm not getting any of that spices. I'm not getting any of that cedar on the retrohale. Mostly what I'm getting is that intense honeyed sweetness. So it's an interesting start. I'm enjoying this, I think, a lot more than the previous review. This is probably a little bit more close to what I enjoy for my palate. So it'll be interesting to check in throughout this first third and the rest of the cigar and see what other flavors come to the surface. Hitting the 15-minute mark, and now I'm starting to get the spices in the retrohale. It's nice. They're balanced. They don't blow your nose away. I know that, you know, sometimes I do enjoy a cigar that's got a lot of spice and bite to it. Here it's at a medium level, so it's enough to give you a bit of a kick on the retrohale without blowing your palate, in this case, your nose away. The cigars really come together. The first third's kind of settled in now, so you get that initial draw of spices and pepper. You get that underlying honeyness, finishes with the leather, and the leather doesn't linger for long because that pepper ends up cutting through the leather. I'm enjoying this. This is a great start to this cigar. If you follow my reviews, you know I'm not a big fan of the large ring gauge. I think it'd be interesting to see this in a box press. That'd be kind of interesting for me. Now, it does come in a variety of other vitolas, I think five other vitolas. So we can certainly check that on CigarFederation.com. I'll have a write-up of that in the 35-minute mark, and really no profile changes to talk on here. The cigars really settle into this really nice initial spice and cedar with the underlying honey. You get that little bit of leather on the post-draw, and then you get that pepper that kind of steps up. Now, the pepper started out really intense. It was kind of hitting that medium level, but right now it's at a light medium, so it's not necessarily cutting through the leather. It's kind of mixing in with the leather, but the first third has settled in really nice. This is a great start. I'm really enjoying this and looking forward to seeing if there's any profile changes going into the middle third, and if so, what those changes are. So I'll check back in when I have something to report. As the first third winds down here, the honeyed sweetness is really starting to take the profile over. It's not super dominating all the other flavors, but it's definitely standing out from all the other flavors. So my draw gets that honeyed sweetness. You get all those other flavors. It carries through into the post-draw, and then you're left with that pepper, and the pepper just kind of lingers for a bit and then fades away for the next draw. Great start. Looking forward to seeing what happens in the middle third here. Should be in the middle third in about maybe 5-10 minutes. You can see that's got that nice clean burn line there. So interested to see what the middle third has to offer. Passing that 45-minute mark, more of the same profile. The only standout here is it transitions into the middle third. The Gurkha Ninja transitions into the middle third, getting a little bit more cedar. It's just balancing out the flavor profile. Still more of the same, that honeyed sweetness, the spices, the pepper post-draw, a little bit of leather. Quite good. We'll see how the flavor profile adjusts as it gets in the middle third here, and I'll report back as it changes to see what else comes up. Just passing the 1 hour mark, and the middle third's really settled in. That pepper in the post-draw is kind of taking over, so really what I get is the regular draws, that nice, rich, honey sweetness. The leather subsided in the post-draw, and it's been really replaced by spices and pepper. They're not too intense. They've got a nice body to them that just gives a roundness to the whole flavor profile. Again, really enjoying this cigar. It's progressing nicely. The flavors are progressing nicely. So we'll see if there's any other changes before it gets into the end of the middle third here, and I'll check back in. Hitting the hour and 15-minute mark, and I was talking about the leather sort of being absent from the post-draw. That's sort of true, except as the pepper gives way and I spend a little bit of time sort of not taking another draw, I am picking up that leather. It's very light, maybe light medium, but it's really coating the palate. Again, I think it just adds a little bit of body here. Very much enjoying the middle third, very much enjoying this cigar so far. I'd be interested to try this cigar in a different vitola for sure. In the end, this is probably going to land in the high five pack mark for me. And I say that as a guy who really doesn't like the larger ring gauge stuff. So I think that's huge props to the Gurkha Ninja. One thing to comment on, which I haven't really talked about, is the draw has been really good. It's been in the ideal zone. I talked at the start about larger ring gauge cigars typically having a loose draw. That's not the case here. With the V-cut, I've had a solid, consistent draw throughout the entire cigar. Passing the hour and 20-minute mark, and the pepper that was so prominent and the spices that were so prominent in the post-draw have really fallen off, almost undetectable at this point. The cedar that I was picking up at the start of the middle third has started to come back. It's really the replacement for that spices and pepper in the post-draw. The regular draw on the retrohale is still that honey sweetness. Nothing else to report there. Hoping that there's some more transitions as it goes into the last third. And I mean, like you can see, there's still at least half an hour, maybe 40 minutes of cigar left here. Sitting at the hour and 30-minute mark, and the honeyed sweetness on the regular draw is really gone away. It's still there, but it's very, very light minus. On the retrohale, I'm still getting some spices that are about a light plus, not very strong. And then post-draw is really dominated by that cedar. That cedar is just completely taken over the post-draw. There's no leather, there's no pepper, there's no spices. So we'll see if that's the profile that carries through the rest of the last third. I mean, we've got a lot of cigar left, so the profile could undergo quite a few changes before the end, but I'll check back in. A couple things to comment on here as the last third really settles in. The strength of the cigar definitely sneaks up on you. It doesn't really hit you initially, and certainly in the middle third as a medium full cigar. But going into the last third, you can definitely feel that strength in the cigar. It's really hitting home. Kind of wishing I had a Coke or a Dr. Pepper here to pair with this cigar, because you probably should have something sugary standing by just in case. Talking about the profile has shifted again. At the end of the draw, I'm getting this earthiness, this rich earthiness that carries through into the end of the draw. And then it mixes in with that cedar post-draw. So we'll see if there's any other flavors. Again, still a lot of cigar left, probably another 15, 20 minutes of cigar left. So we'll see what else comes to the forefront. Coming up on the 2 hour mark, and there's a smoky barbecue that's coming through, kind of mixing in with that earth, carries through into the post-draw. Smoky barbecue really disappears at that point, and that earthy takes over. The cedar's still there, but the earthy is really, that earthy note is really dominating the post-draw, dominating the regular draw. There's a little bit of honeyed sweetness on the retrohale. Hints of spices in the retrohale. That's about it. That's all you're getting on the retrohale. Wrapping up the review of the Gurkha Ninja XO, the Gordo. Definitely a medium full, almost full-bodied cigar. I can definitely feel the strength of the cigar as I wrap up the review. Just over 2 hours of smoking. Great value for the money. Interesting flavor profile throughout. Really enjoyed this cigar. I think this is one I'll probably seek out in a different Vitola. See how it performs versus the Gordo. Again, I've spoken about this many times. I'm not usually a big fan of the large ring gauge. It'll be interesting to see how that blend performs in a different Vitola to compare it to. Thanks for checking out another Cigar Federation video review. We'll be back next week. If you enjoyed the review, give us an up thumbs, an upvote, toss us a comment. You can always email us, surgeon@cigarfederation.com. And of course, make sure to check out the written review at cigarfederation.com. Thanks very much.